Many critics of America today blame the Founding Fathers for not uprooting slavery right then and there. However, it should be noted that slavery was mankind's fare, including around that time, so America was not unique in that particular terrible sin. Now, when the founders said all men are created equal, the question arises, well, what about the slaves? Thankfully, chattel slavery ended in America after a bloody civil war. But some experts estimate that today, because of human trafficking being so prevalent, there's actually a resurgence of slavery. Only much of it is hidden. Jim Caviezel of The Passion of the Christ stars in a new movie that may well help become a catalyst for a movement against this modern form of slavery, including poor kids being used as sex slaves. The movie is called The Sound of Freedom, and it comes out just in time for July 4th, when we celebrate freedom and our God-given rights. Stanley Goldenberg is based in South Florida, and he has a ministry in which he promotes faith-based movies. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome back to the program Stanley Goldenberg, specifically to discuss this new movie, The Sound of Freedom. Stan, it's great to have you back on the program, and thank you for all you do.
And great to be with you, and it's always wonderful to highlight these films, which are really a light in the dark place in our movie theaters.
In fact, your contact information is facebook.com/lightindarkplace, which I think is really great because movie theaters, of course, are dark. But speaking of dark places, man, I can't imagine anything, just about more heinous than child sex trafficking.
Well, let me say right away, I'm going to go back to the movie theaters for people to realize that seeing films in a theater with lots of other people has a tremendous impact. And that's what the makers of this movie are hoping. And yes, I have to quote from PluggedIn.com, one of my favorite movie review sites, PluggedIn.com, what they said about Sound of Freedom. They said, let's be blunt. Sound of Freedom is a brutal film to watch, but it might also be the most important movie you see this year. This is far worse than the type of slavery you were talking about. These are little kids being used as sex slaves, sometimes multiple times a day. And then when they're worn out, and I get emotional just talking about this, Jerry, I have a lot of kids, when they're worn out, then they sell their organs. Mm. This is horrendous crime. And the thought of the filmmakers is to put this in front of people in a very well-done film. This is a top-notch film. Top-notch film. Incredible to watch in every way. True story. And you and I, Jerry, met the real person, Tim Ballard, who the movie is about, at a special screening last week. But to put this in front of people in a way to wake them up to the horrors of this that's going on right under our nose, and that we can do something about it. And hopefully we'll mention again, but I want to mention the website for the film, soundoffreedommovie.com, soundoffreedommovie.com, because people can go there, learn more about the film, see where it's playing, and purchase tickets in advance right now. They're already about to pass 600,000 pre-sold tickets.
Oh, wow.
And they want to come in real strong. They're hoping for 2 million tickets for opening week, and that's 2 million. Boy, I'm really emotional this morning with this 2 million for the 2 million kids that are sex slaves right now.
Mm. Okay, and let me say this, that it's my understanding that these filmmakers who made this movie before this, they made Bella and they made a movie called Little Boy, which I've heard of but haven't seen. But Bella was a very strong pro-life movie. But it's my understanding that in making this movie, it took a long, long time, number one, to make it, and then number two, to distribute it. And the reason for the delays and the obstacles were because people just didn't want to touch this subject. It's just too heinous to even think about.
Well, I'll tell you, it was the subject combined with the COVID lockdowns. So the film, the distribution studios wanted something exciting that people would really go to, and they didn't want to embrace this. What is so amazing, though, and I got to speak to the head of Angel Studios, who is the studio that's helping distribute this. And I asked them, I said, well, I know this movie was made a long time ago. When did you pick it up to distribute it? To my shock, he said, about 3.5 months ago.
Wow.
And they just hit the ground running, got the word out, and people are very excited about this film. Again, it's a powerful film that people need to watch. And we're looking for people to fast and pray. I mean, some people are fasting for this film to have a real impact. We don't know how many children will be rescued because of the impact of this film, and to spread the word to everybody they know and to plan to attend early. The reason is this is summer blockbuster season. So every movie has to fight for auditoriums when you have 3 and 4 blockbusters in the auditorium, in the one movie theater at the same time. There's only so many screens they have. Mm-hmm. And we urge people, it officially releases July 4th, by the way, but it also starts the day before. That's a typical thing for movies. So you can go and see it as early as Monday, July 3rd. And we hope it'll be in theaters more than a week. We don't know. People can let their churches know, their organizations. Many pastors are going to talk about it this weekend, just like we want to expose slavery, the other type of slavery. We want to expose the human sex trafficking slavery. And again, people can go to the website, soundoffreedommovie.com. I'll mention one other thing. They're releasing on July 4th with some of us who deal with this field thought was absolutely crazy to try and do a movie like this during summer blockbuster time. They prayed. They really felt to do it. And then they remembered it was July 4th that one of the children in the movie was rescued. It was on July 4th. So it's an honor of that child that it's being released on July 4th. Boy, yeah. I'm getting emotional on this. And people will get emotional. It's a very intense movie. Thankfully, it's extremely discreet.
Yeah, so you know, I'm glad you're saying afraid. This because yeah. You know, the you can only tolerate so much in terms of what you watch, you know, unless you're a masochist or something. So to have a movie that deals with the issue of child sex trafficking is such a horrendous topic, but this is done so well that they made it kind of an exciting, thrilling movie as you're following the adventures of this man who sacrifices even essentially his own career.
Absolutely.
What's a career compared to rescuing these kids? And, you know, immerses himself into these, you know, deep and dark places. And then there's some characters who help him along the way that you wouldn't expect to help them, but they provide, you know, almost comic relief through it. And in other words, this is a very exciting movie to watch. Now, it's for adults. It's not for children.
Absolutely. When I say discreet, again, this is a very difficult subject. When I was first screening it at home, I invited my wife to come into the room and watch it with me. She ran out of the room in horror.
Before it started,
she just said,
you mean?
Before she saw anything. She just said, I can't handle the subject.
Yeah.
I can't handle the
subject.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
But then after I watched it, I said, no, I think you can watch this. And she watched it with her daughter and was blown away and has been supportive ever since. And I say that to
understand. How old was her daughter? How old was her daughter?
No, an adult daughter.
Okay.
Adult daughter. 49 years old. Oh. But the issue is that now I gave away my wife's age. Jerry shouldn't have done that. But the,
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a kid. That's all.
Right. Well, the issue is when we watched this screening, you had almost 300 people sit there almost silent during this movie because it was just so intense, so wonderful. And he didn't just risk his career. He didn't just leave his career. He risked his life.
Yeah.
He went in there. It's just hard to believe he really did the things that are shown in this movie. But a passion gripped him. And as a character says to him in the movie, I know you have a lot of kids. What would you do if you came home and one of those beds was empty and that one child was missing? And that just got a hold of him, and he realized, I have to do everything I can to try and rescue these kids. And I want you to know a little secret that while they were filming in Colombia, a lot of people involved in Tim Ballard's network of rescuing kids were active capturing sex traffickers and rescuing kids while the film was being filmed down there. I mean, these guys.
So in other words, the man's work continues even though he's back in the States and helping to promote this message and even to have it made in the, you know, to the, you know, bring it out
to
the
movie theaters. No, this is while they were actually filming it.
Yeah.
While they were down there filming it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it's amazing that people were being rescued. And they're continuing this. And again, they hope this brings awareness. That's soundoffreedommovie.com. You go on there. By the way, on that website, it'll show you how to get group discount tickets for certain theaters. It will also have a pay it forward. A lot of people, over 100,000 donations to let people see the movie for free. So you can actually go on there if someone can't afford it. They've got a group. They can go on there and grab some of those pay it forward tickets, or they can contribute for other people seeing it. Let's all get out there this week. Another little tip, Jerry. People don't know this. It releases on a Tuesday. Most theaters have bargain Tuesdays. So you can check with an individual theater, but Regal and AMC chains are honoring that. So you can get a price like $6 or $7 a ticket to see it right on July 4th. Which would be an amazing thing that this movie could be number one on July 4th.
That is amazing. I'm hearing some sort of clicking in this discussion, but we'll continue. I want to make this observation. One of the dynamics that really helped propel the storyline was that there were two children in particular that were the victims that were kind of the catalyst for this guy, Tim Ballard, to just go all out to rescue and save these. And I'm not going to give any kind of spoiler alert. A boy, and his older sister. Okay. The father cared about these two. And the father was there. These weren't street children that were picked up. And nobody should be subjected to the kind of things that they're doing, including street children. But that dynamic, that part of it is so critical that somebody really cared. Just a real quick anecdote. I remember reading one time about the terrible crimes of John Wayne Gacy, killed 33, young boys because of homosexual acts that he did, you know, pedophile acts that he did against them. And this is what we're talking about, pedophilia. But it turns out that the very last one he killed, his parents did everything they could to trace back the steps. Where did our son go from his, you know, when he left his job, and all roads led back to John Wayne Gacy. Now, when he killed this boy, all these other victims, unfortunately, were runaways. They were from broken families and so forth. So family is really important. So, you know, it's just almost like a important issue that we got to care about kids and not just leave them, you know, as throwaways in society, and then the pedophiles might, you know, gobble them up.
Well, listen, Jerry, let me tell you that when I first learned about human trafficking many years ago and I heard some talks on it, the shock I had, I thought it was all snatch and grab. And what you find out, and it's shown very, very well in this movie from this story, that many times they do all sorts of tricks to lure the children and actually get the children with the parents cooperating, which is what happened in this film.
Initially,
that happens more times than you can imagine. They befriend the family. The parents start to trust these people. And then all of a sudden the trap is thrown. So this is very important for people to understand how human trafficking works at times. And it's just, again, horrible to see. We're talking about really young kids in this movie, and that this is really, really happening. So we must learn more about it. And we didn't mention in this talk yet that the United States is one of the biggest consumers of this stuff. And Mexico, where two of the key filmmakers are from, is the biggest supplier.
Okay, we're out of time, Stan, and I thank you so much. I'll refer people to the website here, soundoffreedommovie.com, soundoffreedommovie.com. Stan Goldenberg, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.